It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Legislative analysts told state lawmakers on Wednesday that New Mexico is the only top oil-producing state to have recovered to pre-pandemic levels of production, but the market remains volatile and they should take care not to grow the state's budget based on forecasts that suggest more favorable revenues in the short term. The panel also heard from industry analysts about the effects of the Biden administration's actions on permitting and leasing. Analysts said only a fraction of the inventory on federal land in New Mexico's share of the Permian Basin would be at risk, since most of the area already is in production. The RIDE Act would promote the development of advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology and require auto manufacturers to implement this technology in new car models. The act is co-sponsored by New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan. The senator recently spoke about it with Fred Martino.
The RIDE Act, that's an acronym for Reduce Impaired Driving for Everyone Act. It has the potential to end drunk driving in the United States and has been estimated to save as many as 10,000 lives per year. According to a report from Safewise, New Mexico ranks fifth in the nation for drunk driving deaths right now. So you can see why this technology matters to families all across New Mexico, as well as all across the entire country. And about 29 years ago, Fred, I myself sadly was hit head-on by a drunk driver coming home from a City League basketball tournament that I was playing in, and I was less than half a mile from my house. And as I came around this turn right in front of the local church, where it's not far from home, a car came right into me. All I saw was two headlights that met me that night. Mm. And I'm here to tell that story still. There's so many folks that have had loved ones taken from them. And so to all the victims out there, to all the survivors out there, everyone that lost loved ones, we're in this together. And there's no reason that these auto manufacturers cannot be implementing these technological advancements to stop drunk drivers and impaired drivers from killing others. And this would be technology that would be built right into a car. Think about how automobile manufacturers have been required to include and build now seat belts, even backup cameras. You may remember, it wasn't too long ago, we were losing hundreds of kids a year that were getting killed, that a backup camera is now preventing those deaths as well. And so this is going along those same lines. This would be technology embedded in vehicles. And there's some vehicles that already have some elements of this technology in them that are on the roads today. Think about that driver assist or the warnings if you're going into the middle lane or onto the shoulder or you come up on a vehicle too fast. There's vehicles now that will slow you down, if not stop you, and that will shake the car a little bit and will rattle you if you're going in and out of your lane too much.
You know, I think anyone hearing this would say this is a great idea. It's a tool that people ought to have in a new vehicle. But as you know, it's very hard in Congress to pass a new mandate like this. What do you think it will take to convince those who normally don't vote for mandates to do so in this case?
So, Fred, you've identified one of the impediments and the barriers that have existed for so many years with requiring this technology to be mandated in automobiles. We had a vote this last week in the Commerce Committee in the United States Senate where the RIDE legislation that we just talked about passed without a member voting against its inclusion in the big bill, and it passed overwhelmingly with Democratic and Republican votes. It now sets it up to go to the Senate floor, and we have overwhelming support, including members of the United States Senate that had not historically co-sponsored this bill. We also have members from the Michigan delegation, not just in the U.S. Senate, but in the U.S. House, leading efforts. Now, that says a lot because that's the home to a lot of these auto manufacturers in America. So when you have these incredible stories that have been shared with us from families who had loved ones taken from them, survivors of drunk driving crashes. You have the leadership of Mothers Against Drunk Driving and all of the boards and advocates, not just from New Mexico, but across America, where we are all working together. That's how you build momentum to pass a piece of legislation like this. And I am absolutely confident that this bill will be signed into law this Congress by President Joe Biden.
That was New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan. In a recent study, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety found that more than 9,400 drunk driving deaths could have been prevented each year if drunk driving prevention technology is made standard on every vehicle. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way right here on KRWG Public Media.